Okay, well, good morning to each one. It's another beautiful morning, and I'm thankful to be here, thankful to see each one here, and I am thankful for the faithfulness of God again this morning. I was thinking of, we were talking about in Bible study we were talking on Wednesday. Is this all right? Talking about determination and just faithfulness in the things that we do, and some I've seen in my life where I haven't been faithful the way I believe God would want me to be. But I'm thankful for the faithfulness of God. That he has, as we look over, I believe each one of us, as we look over our lives, we can see God's faithfulness in that. So, this morning I want to greet you in the name of Jesus Christ, and I want to share a little bit on looking at Matthew 5, verse 7. Just a few thoughts on that. So Matthew 5, verse 7, it says, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Seems like I lost my notes here somewhere. But as we think about that, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. So if you, as we go through our daily life, as we experience life each day, it seems like there's a lot of opportunities for us each morning, each day, to be merciful or to be otherwise. And this morning, somebody already prayed that of the mercies of God that are new again this morning, and that is encouraging to me. That's a blessing. And if I can, not sure why it seems to be evading me here this morning. So, so how many times do we have an opportunity to show mercy in our everyday life, just in small ways each day, in our marriage, or family life, or work life? We can show compassion by taking the low road and lifting others to the throne of God and serving them. So, first of all, this morning, who of us desires mercy in our life? Or who of us would say that we desire to experience an unmerciful situation? I have in my life, I'm gonna go to Matthew chapter 18, where it talks about an unmerciful man. But just a short story in my life, about 14 years ago, my wife and I were just married, and we had borrowed a truck and trailer and went to go get some furniture at a store, and we were on our way back, and somehow I don't know what happened, but I didn't see the vehicle in front of me. Somehow there was a black car stopped right in front of me, and I didn't realize it. And I was going way too fast, and I tried to get off the side of the road, and I couldn't. And there was a concrete barrier right there. And so I went over as far as I could, but I hit the left rear quarter panel of the car, and I put a dent in it. And that man is remember that day, he says, "I'm going to get everything I can out of this." He said, I'm not having any mercy." And so that was not a very good feeling. And today when I see a vehicle by the side of the road, I always think, I pray that the person that was not at fault could have mercy on the one that was at fault, because it's not a good feeling. We all have... We all stand in the need of mercy in God's economy, and to be merciful is a blessing. To experience mercy is a blessing. So he got $7,000 to fix the car, and then he wanted to sue for $25,000 because he went to the hospital because his back hurt because of the whiplash and stuff like that, but they could never find anything out. They could never find anything that was wrong or anything like that, but he didn't want to show mercy. And God says that we should be merciful to others, that we could obtain mercy ourselves. I'd like to read in Matthew chapter 18 just the story of the unforgiving servant, verse 23 to the end of the chapter. It says, "Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king which should take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him which owed him 10,000 talents. But forasmuch as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and children, and all that he had, in payment to be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion, and loosed him, and forgave him the debt. But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants which owed him 100 pence. And he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, Pay me that thou owest. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, Have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. And he would not, but went and cast him into prison until he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry, and came and told unto their Lord all that was done. Then his Lord, after he had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt because thou desiredst me. Shouldest not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And those... I'll just read to the end. And his Lord was wroth and delivered him to the tormentors until he should pay all that was due unto him. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespasses." So the words compassion and pity in verse 33 would be the same strong word, Strong's Concordance word, as what it says in Matthew 5, verse 7, that we should obtain mercy. This mercy that we can obtain from God and from others around us is the pity, that the compassion that we should have. And I was blessed by looking into this, one of the definitions. So it says the blessed are the merciful, and that word is compassionate. And it has the word, it says compassionate, actively merciful. So it's something that God wants to see flow from our lives. And when we are merciful, it helps us to reach out and to touch those that are maybe less fortunate. And one of the things that I want to say this morning is I have to confess I wasn't merciful this week. I'm not sure why, but there's words that came out of my mouth that were not merciful. And so I want to repent of those things, and I know God can forgive me. And but it's very easy for us at times to just have words that are harsh or words that are not right, maybe an attitude that is not merciful. So we have heard before that mercy is not getting what we deserve, and grace is getting what we do not deserve. And I'm sure there's a lot of truth to that. I think we see that in this passage of Scripture where God did not give him what he deserved. It doesn't say that he gave him something that he did not deserve, but there is that in mercy. But as I was looking through this, it's often it is mercy is holding back justice or the judgment or the condemnation that could be rightly given to someone. It does have that, but it also gives what that person greatly needs. Or there's many times in the Scripture where, you know, the blind man cried out so much the more. He said, "Lord, have mercy on me, that I would receive my sight." And God did have mercy. Jesus, in Luke 10, it talks about the story of the Good Samaritan. And Jesus said the story to show this lawyer who was his neighbor. And then he asked him, "So who was neighbor unto the one that had fallen to the thieves and was left half dead?" And the lawyer answered, "The one who showed mercy." So it was more than just holding back judgment or condemnation, but he went in there and he got his hands dirty, and he was willing to give himself and to be merciful to him in that way. Some of the examples of people who received mercy, I thought of the Syrophoenician woman who cried, and she said, "Have mercy on my daughter." The one with the issue of blood received mercy. The one with an infirmity for 38 years, and he had no one to help him, and Jesus had mercy on him. The one that was left down through the ceiling by his friends, Jesus was merciful to him. Those that are helpless, those that are without hope, the blind and the lame. And I thought, ourselves here this morning, who of us here this morning hasn't received mercy, God's mercies, even yet this morning? Jesus' ministry was a ministry of mercy, and he said to us, "Go and do thou likewise." I believe mercifulness demands a servant heart. It demands, we have to have a desire to see others prosper, to see others benefit, those that are weaker and those that don't deserve it. I often thought that mercifulness is to those, it's always, we should always show mercy to those that don't deserve it, because mercy is that kind of thing that I don't deserve mercy, right? We deserve the righteous judgment of God. But I'm not sure if that's the case or not, but that's kind of a little bit of how I've thought. Romans 12, verse 8 says that to him that shows mercy, to do it cheerfully. Just a couple verses on God's mercifulness. Psalms 86:5 says, "For thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive, and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee." Psalm 103:17 says, "But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children." Psalm 108:4 says, "For thy mercy is great above the heavens, and thy truth reaches unto the clouds." And then if we look at the mercy that God had in our lives in Romans 11, verse 32, it says, "For God hath concluded them all in unbelief, that he might have mercy upon all." And that them all that he concluded in unbelief is us, is all of humanity. There is not one that is righteous of their own selves. We all need the mercy of God. Ephesians 2, verse 4 says, "But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins and trespasses and sins, hath quickened us together." I'm not sure how that all goes. Let me just, I'd like to read that actually. So there's a part of mercy that we don't get what we deserve. And then there's a part of mercy that he reaches down and he lifts us up out of that miry clay and out of that. He doesn't just. I don't know if I can share what my mind thought as I was looking at this, but he doesn't just have mercy on us and leave us where we're at, but he has enough mercy to reach down and to bring us out of that miry clay. It says, "But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together, made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus." And then in Titus 3:5, it says, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. And there we can see it again, that it wasn't our righteousness, but according to his mercy he saved us, and that mercy was washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. He does a deep work in our lives if we allow him to do that. So I don't have much more than that. There's one more verse that I wanted to share. In Proverbs 11, verse 17, I might be taking this out of context, I'm not sure, but it says, the merciful man doeth good to his own soul, but he that is cruel troubleth his own flesh. So I'm thinking that probably means, you know, it does good to our souls. It blesses us when we are merciful to others. But one of the thoughts that I had is that the merciful man doeth good to his own soul. So a merciful man can forgive himself. If you know, there's times that we do things that it feels like we can't forgive ourselves, or we struggle. We believe that God could forgive us, but we've just, yeah. I don't know if that makes sense or not, but to be merciful to others, we probably need to be able to be merciful to ourselves and to forgive our own selves at times of the things that we have done. And there is a couple other verses, I'm sorry, that I wanted to share. On Jesus said in Matthew 23, he says, it's a good thing you tithe all these things, but he says you have forgotten the weightier matters of the law, which are judgment and mercy and faith. And he says we shouldn't leave those undone. And so he called mercy, he called it one of the weightier matters of the law. And then in Matthew 9:13, just a couple more verses. Actually, 12 and 13, it says, but when Jesus heard that, he said unto them, they that behold need not a physician, but they that are sick. But go ye and learn what that meaneth. I will have mercy and not sacrifice, for I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. And then in Matthew 12, verse 7, but if ye had known what this meaneth, I will have mercy and not sacrifice, ye would not have condemned the guiltless. And so they were condemning Jesus there. And he said he would desire mercy. We can see that throughout his life, as he said to the woman in adultery, he said, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more.